KO4NUE, I'm clear. Y'all have a wonderful night.
So I am. I appreciate everybody, Andy, and I forgot your name, K4TDW, and Larry. Appreciate all of you, Andy. Appreciate all of you sticking around and helping me out and helping Chad out. So with that, I'll say 7-3s, and I gotta get these cats out of here, and I'm going up and going to bed. 7-3s, good night, and God bless.
KJ4WZM, and I got some questions to ask y'all too after my net on Friday. So I'll probably catch up with y'all on Friday. KJ4WZM, 73s to everybody, and good night.
Radio straightened out, Daniel.
Bullets over, that's for certain. It seems to be pretty much all back to normal now.
World, did you forget your radio out in the rain?
Outside before it was raining, and then I forgot that it was outside.
You'd unplug everything and take it up there and sleep with it. I would. I ain't gonna forget my radio now. I forgot my cell phone and left it out in the rain before. But never a radio, Daniel.
Last time that ever. I don't think that'll happen again, so. Just a big oops. I'm glad it's back to working properly now.
Friday night, I was ready for you to call Annette and hang around and write you, and I heard Dave's voice. I said, oh no, what's happened to Daniel? He must have had to work late or something. And I didn't know till, what was it, yesterday when you finally got it dried out to where you could transmit, but you said the receive was all muffled up. I'm glad to hear you back on the air, Daniel.
I too, and the speaker has completely and totally cleared up during the duration of the net. At first it sounded like it was coming out of a tin can, but now the radio sounds all the way back to normal. It looks all the way back to normal and everything. So I'm very happy to have it back.
Keep a spare or two around here. Like when Miss Karen was calling the Tuesday night net from up there in Columbus, and her radio went down. I was going to donate a radio to her so she could continue calling the net on Tuesday night. But no one knows how to get in touch with her. And I even told Dave on the air that I'd give her a radio if somebody could get it to her. But nobody knew how to get in touch with her. So if you ever get down and out and need a radio, it'll be a 2-meter mobile, but it'd be a radio.
I need that an awful lot. And I have a system set up where I could make use of that too, so I really appreciate that big time.
You figure out what's wrong with the radio I got in my truck. It was working perfect till I had all these problems with it, and I went to check in with N0TR, Tom, today, and he said, Walt, that radio sounds awful. You got problems, so I don't know what it is. I'm just glad to get my truck going. I'll pull that thing out tomorrow and bring it in here and put it on the bench. Put the scope on it and see what it's doing. But, it might be a bad ground connection or something on it. I'll see. Yeah, I know you got to get to bed and go to work tomorrow, so KJ4WZM, K4OIM, I'll be clear on your final, Daniel.
Well, and I'll catch up with you on Friday. I probably won't be on the radio again until then because I just got a busy week. So, see, today was Tuesday. Yeah, I'll probably not be on the radio Wednesday or Thursday, but I'll be on Friday night, and I got questions to ask after my net. So if you wouldn't mind sticking around, that would be great. hoping to get them answered. K4OIM, KJ4WZM, 73 Sea Rock, and I will catch up with you on Friday.
All right, 73 Daniel.